This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. European Union leaders meet Thursday to try to speed up the production and rollout of COVID-19 vaccines in a race against the emergence of new variants that some fear could bring a third wave of the pandemic across the continent. They will also consider how to strike the right balance between restrictions to stop the spread of infections and keeping borders open for a smooth flow of goods and services across this single market. Chinese President Xi Jinping celebrated a completed victory in the effort to eradicate rural poverty at a ceremony in Beijing Thursday to mark a signature initiative of his eight-year tenure. State media credited his leadership with lifting nearly 100 million people from poverty, a milestone he declared in December and framed as a birthday gift for this year's 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, which rules, of course. The militaries of India and Pakistan said in a rare joint statement Thursday that they had agreed to observe a ceasefire along the disputed border in Kashmir, having exchanged fire hundreds of times in recent months. The nuclear-armed neighbors signed a ceasefire agreement along the line of control in the Kashmir region back in 2003, but the truce has frayed in recent years, and there have been mounting casualties among villagers living close to the border. The African Union is backing calls for drug makers to waive some intellectual property rights on COVID-19 medicines and vaccines to speed up their rollout to poorer countries, the head of its disease control body said on Thursday. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A declassified version of a U.S. intelligence report expected to be released on Thursday finds that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, this according to four U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The official said the report, for which the CIA was the main contributor, assessed that the Crown Prince approved and likely ordered the murder of Khashoggi, whose Washington Post column had criticized the Crown Prince's policies. U.S. President Joe Biden told media he had read the report and expected to speak soon by phone with the Saudi king, the father of the Crown Prince. The king is the country's longtime de facto ruler. The report's release is part of Biden's policy to realign ties with Riyadh after years of giving the Arab ally and major oil producer a pass on its human rights record and its intervention in Yemen's civil war. Australia has become the world's first nation to make digital companies such as Facebook and Google pay domestic news outlets for their content. Parliament approved the law Thursday. It would allow a government arbitrator to decide the price a digital company should pay news outlets if the two sides fail to reach an agreement. The final legislation included a set of amendments as part of an agreement reached Tuesday between the Australian government and Facebook. The agreements ended a stalemate that prompted Facebook to block all Australian news content last week, preventing them from being viewed or shared. Australian media companies have seen their advertising revenue increasingly siphoned off by big tech firms like Google and Facebook in recent years. U.S. Senate committees will hear testimony Thursday from three more of President Joe Biden's nominees, including his picks to be the country's trade representative, its top public health official, and the Assistant Secretary of Health. Full Senate will also meet Thursday to vote on the nomination of former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to serve as Energy Secretary. The Senate Energy Committee gave its approval to Granholm in a 13-4 vote earlier this month. And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro flew over flood-hit areas in the northwest, where at least 120,000 residents of the impoverished state of Acre have been affected. The natural disaster comes as the government struggles with COVID-19, an outbreak of dengue fever, and a backlog of desperate Haitian migrants trapped on the border with Peru. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.